And the list goes on, on down the line. And the list goes on.
It's The List Goes On. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. So, splinter in my foot.
Yeah, you told me that's unfortunate. Yeah, so, you know, we tend to crap on WWE a lot for their product, and they deserve it. And I've seen every week that you're keeping a running count of how many times the same guys are wrestling each other, because they wrestle each other every single week. So I thought maybe we can just try to find a few positives. And so I want to talk about Cedric Alexander. I loved the heel turn. I loved that he joined the Hurt Business. Initially, when the turn happened, I thought, well, that's kind of dumb because they kicked his ass earlier in the night. But then he did that promo, and he explained everything in that promo. And he said, he basically said, you know, if you can't beat him, join him, basically. And he basically said, I'd rather learn and earn. And then he talked money, and he talked about how he basically was poor teaming with Ricochet. Yeah. I love the whole thing. Now, the promo was kind of short-lived because they were interrupted, and then it led to a tag team match. But I loved that promo. It made perfect sense. They don't talk about money enough. I wish they did. I miss Monsoon talking about winner's purse, because this should be the reason that you do it. No one's doing this for a social life. They do it to make a living. And I really enjoyed it. And I don't know what this is going to mean for Ricochet, though. Poor Ricochet.
Oh, I hope he teams with Apollo. But yeah, a lot of times WWE want their superstars to be seen as superstars. They don't worry about money. Not at all.
Right.
But there have been some instances where it works out really well. I loved last week on AEW Dynamite when Jim Ross talked about the eight-man tag. And the teams were facing another team of four men for the opportunity to face each other at All Out. And Jim Ross said, the motivation's easy here. One of them's getting a pay-per-view payday. The other ones aren't. I love that. I love Corey Graves constantly bringing up that type of stuff. I like Shayna, or Corey Graves brought up Nia and Shayna don't like each other, but they like those paychecks an awful lot. They like that championship money an awful lot. That matters. It doesn't have to be my motivation, but it gives me an understanding of the character's motivation.
I agree. I liked it. I guess you didn't like when Jim Ross said wardrobe malfunction or wishful thinking.
I did not like that. I thought it was very, and let me tell you, there were numerous female wrestlers that messaged me and said, why does he keep doing this? This is stupid. I mean, some of them even liked the tweet itself. So, I mean, it's unnecessary. And oh my God, the doofuses that are like, attitude error. If you all get offended at everything, get offended at anything. It is very hard to offend me, but it's unnecessary. It undermines it. It undermines stuff.
I mean, people got to understand. I mean, now he's positioning himself to be a dirty old man because he's like pushing 70, saying that he wishes a girl a third of his age had a wardrobe malfunction live on a pay per view. It just makes him look like a dirty old man. You know?
And yeah, okay, well, excited to see the next time Matt Jackson gets suplexes somebody. Oh, is Jungle Boy's penis going to fall out? What's going to happen next?
Or wishful thinking.
Just wishful thinking.
Well, let's talk about another WWE positive. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso.
Yeah.
I am not going to lie, Sean. I thought Matt Riddle was going to win that match. And I thought that it was going to be another Vincent man. Let's push him too quick. And let's do Roman Reigns and Matt Riddle in like 2 weeks instead of kind of building it over time. I thought that's where they were going to go. And
I didn't, because I think they would have had Matt Riddle win the Intercontinental title, then do champion versus champion.
Yeah, that is a Vince thing too. It is.
And then I was like, oh, no, they're going to do Sheamus because he's fresh off a loss. And then I was like, no, they want to do Corbin again. And this is before Big E got put in there. I didn't think they would go with Big E. I'm so glad they went with Jey Uso.
I really like it. Number one, it's different, because we don't see a lot of different anymore. It's different. And I think way back to the 80s, Ric Flair, when he was the NWA champion, he would defend that title against Ricky Morton. He would defend that title against Hawk of the Road Warriors. He would defend it against guys that you wouldn't necessarily see in that picture, because it was different. And now you got Roman Reigns against basically one half of a tag team who happens to be, I don't know if they're blood related, but you know, they're related on some level. It's different.
They are.
Okay, it's different, and it's also going to add to Roman Reigns as a badass heel, because you know he's going to mop the floor with Jay, and he's probably going to do it by cheating. So it's going to add to him as a badass heel. I like the whole thing. It's different, and it's fresh. I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot, too. Just to clarify, The Rock and Simone are like the only two that aren't blood-related to that bloodline.
I knew Rock wasn't. Yeah,
yeah,
Rock
wasn't. Yeah, but they all grew up together. I love this. It's fresh. It's different. Even if it ends in a squash, it's different.
Yeah.
And Jey Uso is very good in the ring. He's very funny. He's a great character. I'm all about it. I'm all for it. And I thought last week's SmackDown was one of the best SmackDowns I've seen since the brand split era started. Just a really good, cohesive, sensible show. I didn't mind Matt Riddle getting pinned at all. He got caught with somebody's finish when he wasn't expecting it. Win him in the ring, lose him in the ring. I was completely fine with this. It would have been real easy for them to have Baron Corbin take that pin.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it, because then you see Matt Riddle is not invincible. And I thought it was a sensible pin, too. Not no dumb distraction. He didn't look stupid. He didn't look any of that. He got pinned by somebody who hit the right move at the right time.
Yeah, and I also like how Roman Reigns hasn't changed his demeanor. So, yeah. Like, you saw him sitting backstage because he's still kind of low-key and everything. But he throws those subtle jabs in now. He says something to Jay about maybe you can win one for a change, you know? Like, yes. I just like it. I like it. It's different. And I really hope that they kind of keep Roman going the way that he's going, but now as a heel. I like it. Moving on to Mustafa Ali. Good on him. He's at least jokingly referring to himself now as main event Mustafa, because all they ever do is put him on main event every week. So I like that he's having at least fun with it. Do you think that now that Ivar is hurt, that they might throw Mustafa on Raw, put him in there with Apollo and Ricochet and Eric against the Hurt Business?
Oh, I think Eric's probably just going to be off TV altogether. That's what they do. That's what they love to do.
You're right. They do that.
They just love to do that. Or maybe he's doing a little trifecta gimmick with them. But I think that'd be an okay spot. But I think he should be in Retribution, to be honest with you. I think he should be involved in Retribution. I think they should run with the hacker gimmick. Mm. I think they should point to him as a guy who has been wronged by WWE. That's what he should be doing. They dropped a hacker gimmick that had the interest of everybody. Why? Because he changed brands. Oh no, we can't do it now. He changed the brand.
I figured it was just the latest example of Vince McMahon coming up with an idea, runs with it for a couple of weeks, loses interest, moves on. Like we've seen a thousand times. That's what I figured
it
was.
Frustrating, man. It's yeah. So freaking frustrating.
I want to talk about Big E.
He's so good, too.
Yeah, he is. And I, you know what? I talked about this before. I always felt like his name was going to be a hindrance because of who the promoter is. Mm-hmm. So I always felt like, I think I talked about this when they first called him up, is that I thought the name Mustafa Ali was going to be a hindrance for him because the boss has very publicly talked about how foreign guys, even though he's American, foreign guys can't seem to get over. And I'll always talk about the Cesaro thing. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because he's Swiss. You know what I mean? And God. So I felt like the name Mustafa Ali was going to hurt him.
Yeah, he is from Chicago, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's American, but I felt like the name was going to be a negative for him. That's just what I thought.
Same with Kalisto, too. Like, I think he's from Chicago.
Yeah, maybe. So Big E, he was on that Twitch show that I didn't know existed with Malcolm Bivens. How long have they been doing that? Because I had no idea it existed.
They've done a few episodes, a couple.
Okay. So he was on that, and he said something that I wanted to highlight because we've talked about this before on the podcast. We talked about how guys that are in a prominent position should grow some balls, and they should push back, and they should, you know, try to do things in a different way. I always use Roman Reigns as the example, saying Roman Reigns should use his clout and say, no, I'm not going to say suffer and succotash. I'm not going to cut that stupid promo. But unfortunately, most guys don't do that. They just kind of follow the company line. Here's a quote from Big E on that, whatever the hell that show is called, with Malcolm Bivens on Twitch. He said, we have a long leash. My perspective is that if I'm afforded a long leash to be nonsensical, I need to use that same leash to do something important and meaningful. And then he went on to talk about how guys are afraid that if they push buttons or you know, push the envelope, that they might lose their spot. I completely agree with him, and I'm very glad that he recognizes that. I'm glad he recognizes I got a long leash and I got to use this. And I'm really hoping that he does something with it. I'm hoping he does.
Yes. Yeah, he's got a very unique situation in that he is getting a big push. He's a very outspoken guy. Mm-hmm. He has been known to do whatever he – I don't want to say whatever he wants to do, but he does a lot of what he wants to do. He controls a lot of that. I'm excited to see how that ends up. Also, I'm glad that he did that show because, quite frankly, I think – yeah, you asked how many they had. I know that they had Owens on one too, I think. And that's another guy that has – kind of done what he wanted to do, although scaled back a little bit. WWE needs a new generation of people that, one, will stand up for what they believe in and stand up for themselves.
I agree 100%. And again, a lot of the veterans like Big Show and Undertaker have talked about how the locker room now, they just don't have that same competitive edge that they had 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I agree. If you have stroke, if I was Roman Reigns, Vince McMahon would hate me if I was Roman Reigns because I would be a pain in the ass. Just because the stuff they do is stupid. And I would refuse to go on TV and say suffer and succotash. I would refuse.
Exactly. Exactly. And you, like I said, you got guys like Roman Reigns who should know better, and Big E who does know better.
Right.
That's a good couple to have towards the upper card right there. And you got Paul Heyman helping out with Roman stuff. So.
Right, right. I guess that's all I got because I was going to ask about AOP or talk about AOP, but we did that on the live podcast. So I guess the only thing I will ask, have you heard a reason why they were released aside from the fact that we know Vince McMahon doesn't like tag team wrestling?
No, in fact, I had wrestlers asking me why.
Okay.
and I'm like, I don't know. And they go, must have did something. And I'm like, I don't know what. So
maybe.
Nobody knows why right now.
Hmm. Okay, that's all I got for you, buddy.
Bye, guys. Subscribe to Fightful on YouTube for the latest exclusive podcasts, interviews, and news across boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling.